Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Today, we continue the Your Hometown Tour with a trip to Tinley Park. Located southwest of the city, the village of Tinley Park is a place you probably should call home. Take some time and explore Tinley Park with us today. Sponsored by McDonald's.
All right, and I had a chance to do just that. My tour guide in Tinley Park for the video that we did at WGNRadio.com was Mayor Michael Glotz. And Mayor Glotz, it's great to chat with you here on the radio, too.
Thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, and we had a bright and sunny, although cold day where we met a couple weeks ago, right by the Metro train station. And anywhere there's a Metro train station, a downtown flourishes. Talk us through a little bit about what makes your downtown area vibrant and where it's going to be going from here.
Well, first I want to know why you didn't invite me to McDonald's, because I love McDonald's.
Okay. Well, you invited me to the steakhouse, which was great, of course, too. And then I stopped by McDonald's. And next time, Mayor, next time.
No, you got it. But no, we just recently announced plans to move forward with our Harmony Square. It's a project that they've been trying to get off the ground for over the last 20 years. It'll be a new multi-use plaza that'll be located in our downtown Tinley. And we will have over 250 events all year long. And it'll include a performance stage, splash pad, ice rinks, fire pits, and much, much more. And we have all of our business, which I mentioned before, you know, the Primal Cut Steakhouse, Sip Wine Bar, Avocado Theory. We have a lot of great restaurants downtown as well.
And when was that Harmony Square? What's like the schedule for that thing?
So the schedule is, we put the team together now that we got the last parcel of property, and we are going to be moving in the planning stages to start getting all the approvals and submittals put into ComEd and some of the other agencies, because we're going to be doing everything on all the utilities underground, so we don't have to worry about, you know, down ComEd poles.
Right.
So hopefully by the end of the year, we will be, construction will start by the end of the year.
Well, that's good news. But there's a lot you can do there now. Opening this summer, including a whole refurbishment of a historic building, your fifth brewery in town. I'm a brewery guy. I love this Banging Gravel or Gavel Brewery. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Banging Gavel is a very special project. Mr. Jim Rickard, he has been at this since I got on the board originally in 2017. And unfortunately, it's a lesson learned. He didn't know that the historical building, it would be so much red tape.
Oh, yeah.
The village stuck with him because he's a really good guy. He's, you know, he lives in our community, and he has a great project. It's just he had to get through the red tape, and the village has been sticking with him. And now he's finally moving, and I'm glad that we did, because it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
For sure. I have a question just as a how a mayor operates, because obviously you are there for your residents. That's like your number one goal. You and I talked about that at the train station, that the Tinley Park residents, you know, that's who makes up the town. You got to be pro-business, though, too. You want to attract new businesses. So is it a real give and take, or do you find that those two things kind of merge together and can kind of work as one, helping out the residents of the community and helping out the businesses?
They do kind of merge together as one, because what some people don't understand, if you don't help them, you know, you're not going to bring in any tax base. So it's better to have something than nothing, right? So sometimes we have to give them a little incentives. We'll help them with, you know, with build out. We have this wonderful Oak Park Avenue grant program. So if a business has been there, you know, 20, 30 years, and they want to, you know, refurbish the front end of their building or put sprinklers in, we have grant programs available so we can partner with them instead of them feeling like they're on their own. And they can make the building, they could, you know, freshen it up and, you know, replace all the facades or whatever they like to do.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that, like, when we talk about on a zoom out lens, like a federal level, people in federal government, you know, they show up for bridge signings and stuff like that, but they often don't get into the nitty gritty. As mayor, when there's like a new business or a new project, I mean, your hands have got to get dirty, not in a bad way, but like, you probably take each one of these things and analyze, take a look, and working with the team, of course, try and figure out a way to make nearly any business that wants to come to Tinley Park happen.
Yeah, we've had some businesses in the past that have left because of, you know, different situations, and like Woodman's, for example, the previous administration came and they met with the staff and they couldn't make it work. For they were going to go at 191st and Harlem. It's going to be a humongous size grocery store, and we sat down with staff and we tried to find a way to get them back at the table. So we found a developer that actually leases a couple of their buildings to them, and we reached out to him, we contacted him, we met with them, and they're signing, you know, they're going to be signing a letter of intent very shortly.
Nice.
And we're going to be meeting to discuss that actually April 11th.
Oh, good. So you do get your hands dirty, right? You dive into these projects as a mayor to try and, you know, bring hands together and make them shake in a way.
Absolutely. And just like any other project, everyone has a role, right? Our staff does an amazing job, and the village, the board, we're very blessed to have our staff, because without them, nothing could, you know, happen or move forward without their support. And they work very well with us, and we all have our strong points. So when it comes time when staff doesn't want to come off as, you know, being a little pushy, sometimes I step in that role for them. So we could do kind of the hard negotiating, because this is what they do for a living, and, you know, and they have careers, and we want to protect them. So yeah. Sometimes it's easier for us to kind of take a sterner role than they have to, you know, so that they can keep their reputation. So we have no problem, you know, I have no problem stepping in and talking to these developers and telling them what we can or can't do. And we work really well together. To bring them in, we actually put a staff together of 10 people and a couple elected officials, and we went out to probably about 25 different municipalities, and we toured all of them, and we made a list of all the businesses that we liked, that we thought maybe they could fit in here. So our staff, our marketing department, and Carolyn Matera, they're working on trying to plug them in wherever
they can fit. Yeah, Mayor Glotz, I'm running about a clock here, but I can just tell you're totally involved, and that's what we do here on the Financial Show. I'm always curious about that business-government-residential relationship. On a broader sense, Tinley Park's a great town. I know you love the residents and everyone, and we'll continue this conversation another time, but we're encouraging people to visit Tinley Park, and thanks for being a part of our Your Hometown series, okay?
All right. Thank you, John. Thanks for having us.